In New Orleans, we have long since had a neighborhood called the Irish Channel. This area, close to the Mississippi River, was where so many hard-working Irish and Irish-American families lived in the early days of this city. If one had to identify an Irish or Irish-American neighborhood these days, you might have to say Mid-City. It's here that a special watering hole attracts expats, those of Irish extraction, and those who wish they were. And as we inch closer to that one special day when everyone is Irish, Finn McCool's is the center of the universe.
Well, St. Patrick's Day every year, that's the biggest day of the year for us. It's evolved over the years. It's just got bigger and bigger. We try and celebrate being Irish and also, very importantly, being Irish in America. And New Orleans has a very, very strong Irish tradition, being one of the biggest ports of entry to the United States for Irish back in the 1800s. So we didn't know that when we first came here, but we've definitely become a part of it.
The we is Stephen Patterson and his wife Pauline. These Belfast, Northern Ireland natives own Finn McCool's, an authentic style Irish pub. Celebrating St. Patrick's Day is, of course, the highlight of their year. But it's a little different from the way the Pattersons celebrated in Ireland.
Well, where I came from in Belfast, I grew up during the 70s and 80s. There was no big St. Patrick's Day celebration, as it were. Ireland was in the middle of the Troubles. And to come to New Orleans, it's a completely different cup of tea, so it's great. So St. Patrick's Day, as I'd said earlier, it gets bigger and bigger every year. So we actually started last year by having a block party. We close off the street to traffic so everybody's safe. We're going to have live Irish music. And one of the things we celebrate is, because Ireland is the land of saints and scholars, we have a short story competition where we try and get as many people to write a short story, not necessarily about Finn McCool's, but about life in New Orleans and life about being an Irish American. And we publish those short stories. So it gives people something else to do on St. Patrick's Day besides just drinking and having a good time, although that's a very important part of it.
The Pattersons are the quintessential example of people who came to New Orleans first for a vacation and then returned to the Big Easy to live.
I came here 22 years ago in the summer of 1990 with my wife Pauline, and we both worked in Irish pubs in different parts of the city. I worked downtown in the Quarter, where there was a much more touristy Irish pub feel. My wife worked in Mid-City, which was much more working class, local Irish people coming in, Irish born, Irish Americans, and New Orleans people, carpenters, electricians, etc. So we got to see both sides of the Irish American life in New Orleans. After we were here for 12 years, we came across a little rundown pub in Mid-City and we took it over. And in 2002, we opened Finn McCool's Irish Pub on Bank Street.
The Pattersons' vision of their establishment is one that extends further than simply serving beer and drinks to local folk.
Well, our philosophy was to be very community orientated. Finn McCool's is definitely all about the customers. It's a very working class pub. It reminds me of working men's pubs in Belfast. It has actually been a bar on that corner for over 100 years. So I've had guys come in and tell me this is the first bar they went into after they came back after the Second World War. After they got back after the Korean War, they came whenever it was a bar. So they're very happy that it's continued to be a bar, and they say it's in good hands now.
Many members of the Pattersons' extended family have moved to New Orleans to be with them, and they, in turn, have dedicated themselves to their neighborhood.
We actually reopened the bar on St. Patrick's Day 2006, which was about 6 or 7 months after the storm. So that was a great milestone for us, and that's also something that is personal to Finn McCool's, and we celebrate that every year. And a lot of people that helped us reopen come back every year and celebrate with us.
For more information about Finn McCool's and the St. Patrick's Day celebration, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon O'Litwin.